today's topic, top five worst intersections in Fort Wayne. What did you want to say?
I would say one of the top five worst intersections is Coldwater Road and Coliseum Boulevard.
Whoa, another vote. That is in the lead. We don't even need a top five list because it seems like that intersection is leading.
Yeah, it is.
Is it the light, the length of how long it takes to get through there? Is that what it's why you're voting for it?
Between that and how many cars actually run the light and you have to wait for all the cars to get by.
Do you remember when, Carrie, I think we had talked about this years ago. The police were there. They were running a sting. And they were.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, remember? And people were running that light, that turn light, and they were pulling you over, and there was a $200 ticket. And I got pulled over, too. I remember. It was like $100 the ticket.
You did?
Yeah.
Because you ran a light?
I don't know if I was running a light. Probably more than likely speeding was mine. So he's right about that. So here's the list. Here is the results of your votes today. Is everybody ready?
Yep.
Top five worst intersections in Fort Wayne. Number five, Goshen and Coliseum.
Goshen and Coliseum.
Over there by the truck stops.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
Because, I mean, that is a, busy, congested. Number four, West Jefferson, Getz, and Covington.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We had a call on that. And then number three, in fact, four out of the five are all on along Coliseum Boulevard. Number three is North Clinton at Coliseum. Mm-hmm. Number two is at Lima and Coliseum. And the worst, the most votes by far on the list, what you just heard, Coldwater and Coliseum,
mm-hmm.
for various reasons. So there you go. You city fathers who are listening, if you would like to make improvements and help out the quality of life in Fort Wayne, now you know where to go.
Your favorite classic hits with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.